It was a sight to behold Saturday as runners and walkers donning Santa Claus suits took to the streets of North Bay for the third annual festive Ho Ho Holiday 5K Santa Run, Walk, hosted by Active Running. It's a national event. It is a fundraiser for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. We had over 110 registered, but I know some people don't register specifically on the online platform. They come in their last year's suit. We're expecting about 125 today, shared Lisa Despers, owner of Active Running. In addition to supporting the Make-A-Wish Foundation, the event also collected non-perishable food items for the North Bay Food Bank. People register for the national event, we manage all the Santa suits for them, and then we wanted to do something to help out locally. So they can bring a food bank donation. The good work this event does extends even further. We also wanted to create a community event where we involved some of the merchants downtown and some from around the area. If people shopped wearing their Santa suit, they would get a discount in the stores. So, it is just to try to bring the community together, and for us at Active Running and small businesses to say thank you to the community that supported us. Heads were turning and people stopped to take pictures as Santa Claus participants of all shapes and sizes warmed up at the parking lot beside the North Bay Museum before pounding the pavement. The national event is a 5K, but what we've done to try to encourage everyone to participate is, we've turned it into a 2K, a 3K, and a 5K, and we're saying it is a run or a walk. We have people of all ages who have signed up, noted Despers. Volunteer reindeer set the pace for the run. They have been participating with us since the beginning. The North Bay Mountain Bike Association comes with great spirit. When we first decided to do this run, I reached out to them and said I thought it would be neat if they would be the reindeer, leading out all the Santas. And they were on it right away. We're really glad to have them part of this event, grinned Despers. The route stretched from the museum parking lot, down Oak Street to Memorial Drive, all the way to Judge, before coming back under the tunnel at the museum. We don't close the roads, we're on the sidewalk. The cars are going by with little kids in the cars and they see all these Santas running, so it's a lot of fun. We get really great comments, laughed Despers. Making their way through the tunnel were Marianne Prue, her daughter Lila, and Lila's friend Gabby, all dressed in Santa suits. The girls, who are both 6 years old, thoroughly enjoyed the event. Mostly because of how fun it was. On a scale of 1 to 10, a 10, grinned Lila. Lila and Marianne aren't new to the run, walk. My daughter and I did it last year and we had a blast, so we asked a friend and her daughter to join us. We had the suits, and it was a nice day. I love supporting Active Running, they're a great business in town here, shared Marianne, who used the fundraiser as a teachable moment. It is a charity fundraiser, so absolutely yes, it is very important to support those we can. And to teach them that it is important to give, to think of others, and keep active, stated Marianne. The good work this event does extends beyond the charities. It is no coincidence that the fundraiser is held the morning after the downtown old-fashioned Christmas walk. So, we've worked with a local hotel that is close by, and they give a discount when people come for the weekend. We're hoping to make it so people come to the walk the night before, then come and run and shop locally. It is so people come to the community, explained Despers. Every year we're trying to build on what we learn and just try to grow it.